Maryland's News Now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
2:51 on Maryland's News Now. I'm John Patti. So what have you told your children about what happened in Boston yesterday? If you've been avoiding it or are wondering what effects such a horrific thing will have on children, we have some help for you. Dr. Tim Doran is chairman of pediatrics at GBMC and a Boston area native. Dr. Doran, because of violence on school grounds, how calloused are children becoming to these tragedies?
Well, really, John, depends on their age. Clearly, the younger children don't have as much knowledge and sophistication about these events as the adolescents, but certainly the rate at which media disseminates these events clearly affects the older children and adolescents.
I'm sure you're aware there were a lot of children asking a lot of questions last night and even today, so how should parents address what happened?
Well, the first thing is that they should listen and pay attention. That's the most, probably the most important advice, to be open to what they're saying. I think that depending on their age, they need to make sure they're safe. They want to know that they're safe. They need to know that these are rare events and not something that they're liable to happen to them. And I think you have to limit media exposure, especially to the younger children.
You were saying that age is a factor. What is an appropriate age to give the full details?
Well, I think, again, John, it's a matter of listening to them and seeing what they really are asking and what they want to know. I don't think we really need to give them anything until we have their cues from them, and that's really what I mean by the paying attention and listening to them and letting them set the pace in terms of what they want to know. Certainly for the preschoolers who are very concrete in their thinking, you just want to give them the bare facts.
Sure. Since one of the victims was an 8-year-old, does this make it easier or harder for children?
I think for the 8-year-olds, clearly it's harder. They identify and they will have questions and reactions to that. We need to be aware of that. I think we can stress a lot of the positive things that happen at events like that, the heroes that we know step in times like that, and it's important for children to know that. But they need to know they're safe. I mean, that's the big thing. It's hugs. It's attention, more attention than normal. It's warmth and affection.
And to that, what do you tell an 8-year-old who will now say that he or she is afraid to go to a sporting event, maybe an Orioles game, because a lot of people are gathered, and he or she's hearing that's not a really good place to be right now?
Yeah, I think you need to tell them they're safe, that these events are not going to occur to them in that kind of situation, and that they are safe.
What would you encourage parents and teachers who are with children on a regular basis to do to ease the pain? Is there some sort of exercise that they could do with them?
Well, I think they certainly can talk about it. And the other thing is to do something about it. They could write letters. They could in some way help to relieve the pain and suffering of the individuals involved. So being involved in some type of charitable activity would be a great way to help them get over this.
Have you seen anything out of the ordinary there at GBMC in the aftermath of this with regard to children?
I have not personally, no, actually. And I think many children are not totally aware of what happened and certainly would not have the type of trauma that we'd expect from a child who was caught up in Hurricane Sandy or events of that type of catastrophe.
Do you encourage parents to turn the radio off or turn the TV off when all this comes on, or just confront it?
I do, John. I actually do recommend that they shut the TV off. I think that I watched TV when I got home last night, and I probably saw the explosion 20 times within a 15-minute period. And that's not good for children to see those types of events repeatedly on TV. It's very traumatic for them.
Dr. Doran, thanks for talking with us this afternoon.
Appreciate it.